Another week, it's another Saturday, and it's Deanne here live on Republic Broadcasting. Monday through Friday, you can hear my show on Truth Radio, truthradio.com. As you can hear, I'm in the background somewhere, in the airport, in fact. And just wanted to say to folks, hi, welcome to another broadcast here. A lot of things went on this week. There was a lot of information on the press from Media Matters about, you know, slurs that are coming from the mainstream press, slurs against the African Americans, slurs against the right, and it just goes on and on and on. While that was going on behind the scenes, folks, there were things that we missed in the media. One, right now there's a huge internet war going on. They cut off people's internet in the country, and people are at the streets fighting about the loss of the internet because that was where they failed that they got their news source, their information. That is going on currently. Then there was a situation of Buddhist monks that were fighting for rights. And then we have here in this country all types of things and hidden laws going on. There was a meeting in New York on Thursday, on the 27th, with the court system, the federal court system, the Supreme Court. Under former Judge Lindquist, before he died, he decided that maybe we needed to look into the situation of judges judging themselves in misconduct. Nobody knew anything about this. Did the mainstream media pick it up? Did anybody have anything? No. It was a listener I had from New Zealand that contacted me through email to tell me that this was going on. And a really well-revered attorney went to that meeting in Brooklyn and stated that the judicial system is in uproar and they need to fix it now. And the judges don't need to investigate themselves. This was a hearing that you needed to know something about, I needed to know more about, and I started blasting it on Friday, putting on the United Press International page so that the mainstream press could get it, because that's what they use, the wire. They don't look at these things we do on this side of the broadcast. And now, tonight, we're going to be talking with a special guest. We're hoping, we're waiting to get him online, Tony Gossing, out of England. And we're going to talk about the information that you need to know about the Masonic Orders. Who is the head Mason today? And what is the Masonic Order as we see it? We're also going to hope to get another guest on in regards to the history and information of what happened to Megan Williams in West Virginia. We have a minister that is cited beyond, but we will see what we will see. John, are you there? John? I guess, I don't know if John...
Can you hear me?
Hey, John, how are you doing?
Doing great, Deanne, doing great. Hope you're doing all right.
Well, hanging in there, sort of. That's a long story in itself, but we should have some good guests here, and, you know, we need to really talk about these things because we're seeing the country change. By the way, folks, by the 12th, they're talking about changing the law of the way you fly. You're going to have a passport to go from city to city. This is the crazy stuff that this government's doing, and we need to talk more. We'll be back.
Attention. This is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bank bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
It's Deanne here on RBN. Join me during the week. I'm on Truth Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm also on Blog Talk Radio. You also can hear my broadcast now live. We're on Internet Chat Cafe, simulcast here, thanks to Claudia Nelson, international journalist. And we have an array of folks out there that have been listening to this broadcast. We're waiting on Tony Gosling. We're not sure what's going on. He might be on. We're not sure, John. We're still waiting to hear from him. But in the interim, while we're waiting and holding, what's going on out there where you are?
Well, they had the chemtrails come in, and, well, basically not chemtrails, but the HAARP clouds come in, are extremely high, but they look like rain clouds. They weren't quite the thunderbusters, but we went from being 90 degrees during the day down to a high of like 67 today, and we're supposed to hit 37 degrees tonight, and where before the evenings were like mid-60s. And so as soon as you see these clouds, within an hour to 2 hours of seeing these clouds come in as a checkerboard pattern, you're going to have the cold weather start hitting, and it'll reduce it. It depends where they want to reduce it to. And again, as we watch the evening or the morning weather show, they showed a weather front coming across, like Lake Superior, going to come into Michigan, and then start coming across the states. And as it is, we had rain within like an hour of them announcing that, and there was no other front. So what they show you on the weather report and what is actually starting to happen is kind of like two different things. It's like a facade of make-believe, And boy, if everybody's buying it, I'm just, to me, it's sickening.
Well, it's like buying the weather, but buying what is going on, you know. I had mentioned before you came on, you know, the situation of there's a huge amount of people fighting in some area of the world concerning the fact that they shut off the internet completely in their nation. And I wanted callers to call in on that, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. How would you feel if the country just came up and said, okay, you cannot use the internet. You're talking too much to other people, and you're communicating, and you're getting too much information out. Now, when you do this, folks, you know, just think about it. You're not going to be able to email anybody. You're not going to be able to communicate with your job. You're not going to be able to do anything. They just turn off everything and tell you that you're talking to people too much. How dare you, and how dare people share news stories and talk about what a nation's doing. So anyway, in the interim of what happened over there, there was a major riot in the street. People took to the streets because they were talking about the same issues we're talking about over here, corrupt government, policing officials, everything, misconduct you can go through. And they told them, no more of this. Now, the same thing has been occurring over there in the military, our military. They were putting things on YouTube and various other places, letting people know what's really going on in Iraq. And the same thing, they were gagged up and they were told that they're not allowed to do that by the military forces. So, again, it's controlled media. On the other end of the coin, I had Eric from Media Matters on my broadcast on Truth Radio this last week, and we were talking about the stories that were coming out, including the one in regards to O'Reilly, Bill O'Reilly coming out and going to Sylvia's restaurant in Harlem, saying that, oh, well, wow, it's nice to be at a restaurant. They have restaurants just like we do, and they eat just like we do. And that's what he was saying, he was referring to. And then after that, he turned around and said, oh, well, you know, it's good to see that they're thinking for themselves instead of just following the civil rights leaders that they normally do. Now, according to reports, he was sitting there talking to Al Sharpton while this was going on, Reverend Al Sharpton. And Al Sharpton claimed he don't remember any of these things being said. Media Matters came in, talked about it, and it's been blown into a huge situation throughout the waves of the mainstream press. Again, it forges an issue of the fact that, again, the media is not for everyone. It's for certain people. And certain people they pick out is certain people that they want to apply the law of justice to. And the bottom line is that they have been on and on and on with these issues. And every day, folks, they've been showing black people that are stars in football, basketball, whatever you want to call it. They are coming down with scandals with them, locking them up, talking on the radio and television before OJ has even gone to trial or jury. He's already convicted. He's going to get life for a burglary. When I was working as a circuit court, the deputy clerk, there were people out there murdering and beheading people in my area, and they weren't getting life sentences. So, you know, what is the rhyme or reason of law? And then why this goes on, why we're looking at all this nonsense to cause race distraction and riots around, because, again, if they do that, that means that this man will stay in the White House because there is a martial law going to be declared. While this is going on, the whole thing that we have been complaining about, including 9/11, Oklahoma City, everything that has been a horror to our hearts and our minds, could be opened up and investigated because the judicial system had a hearing in New York in Brooklyn, in their Brooklyn court in Brooklyn. And they had a hearing, which I would say it was almost cloaked in secrecy, of the Supreme Court deciding whether or not they should have lawyers and judges watch and come back and check on their own peers. I think it should not be that way. I think that there should be a private tribunal. If there is a judicial person that's doing something fraudulent and illegal, then the private peer group that is a separate body investigate them and kick them out of office with no tenure and no money. And so what is your idea of that, John? And we have our guest coming on in a few minutes, but tell me, what do you think about that?
Well, it's like there's that one website out there of, something international, and it's where they're trying to say that they've done something and then they've done nothing, and yet they said they've gone through the gamut of motions so that they, because they've done that and found no problem, it gives essence of their righteousness of doing whatever they do, which is still an illegal hunda of dictatorship. You also have the situation where the international group there is actually an international group representing the gay rights, and they're organizing as the Jews would organize to, if you had anybody doing anti-Jewish mechanisms, they would go out and they would battle it in every essence that they could do it with, through media, through protests, through lawyering. And they had a lot of support that way. In World War II, they got hit down because of that. But at the same time, they still have a lot of pull that way today. Today, it's like it's declared that the black community has the civil rights movements behind them, when the truth of the matter is they declare it, but nothing ever is done. Any of your civil rights leaders, they've murdered. I would say that Sharpton and any of the other main black representatives today are basically controlled. You don't really hear them doing too much. I mean, when you've gone to some of the meeting at Push there, all of a sudden they started making a couple verbal responses, but before that, there was nothing being done. It's like everything's just going along copacetic, and when they need a face person, they throw them out there.
And that's very true, because, see, the thing is that these leaderships, you know, even the people that we think over here on the other side, there's a lot of nonsense going on with that, and I'm going to talk about that in the last area of the show, but I want to bring my special guest on because he's in London. I know he's extremely tired because of the time difference between here and the States and there. And he's Tony Gossing. And Tony, he was with the BBC news press there, still connected, involved with a number of journalists trying to get the reports of the truth out. Had him here before. Tony, are you there?
Oh, hi, Deanne. Yes, I'm certainly here. I'm not too tired either.
We just had
quite a lively evening. I'm quite wide awake, even though it's just gone 2 in the morning.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm so very sorry to wake you, but...
That's fine. No, it's fine.
I wanted to talk to you about some of the things. One, we're going to talk about the history of who's who in the Mason Party. But the one thing is, what is going on there? Any news that we need to know about Princess Diana and the possibility of investigation of possible murder?
Well, there's almost seems that 10 years on, that there's almost a something new almost every week turning up still in the news. I mean, way I talk about Diana is that she's the woman who just refuses to die. Even though it's a little over 10 years now, there's still all sorts of interesting stuff still coming to light. There's also a tremendous new release out on Google Video of some really interesting interviews with people who are involved in that. And I mean, one of the things, just for example, is the driver of the Fiat Uno. It now seems that no, he didn't commit suicide. That actually, there's very strong evidence that somebody dispatched him, that it was made to look like suicide. We've also had the disappearance of a massive evidence as well.
I have to stop you here because we're going to break. We'll be right back. The Deanne Burley Show, callers 800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
That's great. It starts with an earth.
Hi, we're back and we're live here on RBN, and this is Deanne Burley with my co-host John Elastasis. And we're interviewing Tony Gossing from London. Tony, you were saying before the break there's more and more information about Princess Diana and her death, and you were saying that the alleged suicide of her driver is what?
No, it's not her driver. I mean, this is the whole, all of the circumstances surrounding her death have been, I mean, I've been scrutinizing them really since the word go, where bizarrely I was actually staying that evening with the woman who then became chairman of the British Green Party a little bit later on. And we sort of went downstairs the morning after and both looked at each other sort of, well, this is incredibly suspicious, isn't it? Because at the time there was a lot of stuff in the press attacking Diana. But yet, nevertheless, she was still very, almost, you know, bizarrely very popular in the press, so there was this kind of tension going on at the time, and then this seemed to be a very convenient, and suddenly she was out of the way. Now, since that time, when I think this is very, very similar to these kind of big false flag events like September the 11th, where one sees one of these massive, spectacular events like Diana's death, like 9/11, and senses that at the time, well, this isn't really quite right. It really takes a while, maybe weeks, months, and years, for the information to trickle out as to what really may have gone on. This stuff is really coming out in the British press still in little bits and pieces, and there is also a big attempt. I mean, this is also by the clergymen who were at the memorial service to say the case is now closed. Well, of course, the case is not closed, and there has been no closure. There hasn't been an inquest. Of course, there should have been an inquest 10 years ago, and that inquest hasn't even still formally opened yet. We've had three different coroners, all of whom have resigned. One would assume, because pressure has been put on them not to conduct a fair inquest. And so this is why I said, as I said at the beginning, that it's almost as if Diana will not die. It's that she keeps coming back, and this is because she had a massive, massive sympathy amongst the British people. When I was actually working for the BBC down in Salisbury one day, covering a big event down there, which was something called the Symphony for the Spire, where both Prince Charles and Diana turned up for the event. This is way back in 1993, I think it was 93, end of 92, 93. It was really quite amazing to see just how the crowd reacted to her and how the crowd reacted to him, because I think it was becoming clear then that that he hadn't been faithful to her, and that she had become really been the victim. I mean, if you go down now to the village of Tetbury, which is the nearest village to Highgrove, which was their residence at the time. It's still Prince Charles's main place of residence in Britain. This is in the county of Gloucestershire, not far from Bristol, where I live. And you talk to people around there, and they'll tell you, well, Princess Diana, in the typical sort of taciturn British way, they'll say, well, she got a raw deal, didn't she? And I think everybody understands, pretty much the British public understand, that Diana did get a raw deal, and now the evidence is emerging, more and more evidence is emerging that something very strange went on that evening. It wasn't just some kind of an ordinary accident. The question, obviously is why something so drastic should happened to her. And incidentally, probably the most important bit of evidence in all of this is that evidence by Richard Tomlinson, the ex-MI6 agent, who MI6 themselves tried to dispatch over in Yugoslavia. Miraculously, he survived, but he lived to tell the tale and signed a sworn affidavit saying that he had seen, whilst in MI6, a plan to assassinate Slobodan Milosevic, very, very similar to what happened to Diana that evening. In other words, a faked accident in a tunnel where the car would be switched, diverted, and Milosevic would be, if he didn't die in the accident itself, he would be killed in the ambulance on the way to hospital. This is the stuff that Richard Tomlinson saw while he was at MI6. And, bore a frightening resemblance to the actual accident, so-called, itself.
Now, isn't that the gentleman that died of the radiation, or is that another one?
Well, no, I don't think so, no.
Oh, okay,
Tomlinson is still alive. He's living in the, as far as I know, he was last week. He's living in the south of France.
Oh, no, that's
can't come back
one.
To Britain.
Yeah, that's not the one, but I want to ask
Tomlinson
you.
Wrote a very interesting book called The Big Breach, if anyone's ever seen that. That is actually really an entertaining read. He was an ex-MI6 agent that found himself really stabbed in the back by his own organisation, so he turned on them. He couldn't get his book published in the UK, so he actually got the Big Breach published in Russia. Now it's available around the world, but for a while it was very touch and go as to whether he was going to get that book out or not. So that's the sort of whole Diana stuff. But I mean, there's loads of other things going on as well.
Well, was it true that she was pregnant at the time when she was?
Certainly, there are people who say that they were told by Diana before she died that she was pregnant. Yes. And also, it's very clear that they were, her and Dodi were planning to announce their engagement just literally a couple of days after she died on their return to London. The arrangements had been made for a nice little surprise press conference, so they would be calling the press that morning saying, we've got a very important announcement to make. Of course, all the press would have been down there, and she was about to announce her engagement to Dodi.
Now, there's another story. I don't know if you're familiar with it, and that goes back to what I was talking about, this radiation. There was this gentleman that was a Russian spy, and he claimed that Putin was responsible for his demise. I'm going to come back and talk about that when we return after this break.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hey, folks, we're back. We're here with John Alastasis, my co-host, and also Tony Gossing from London, England. I keep telling people you're from London. I don't know why I do that, and you keep correcting me. And I'm sorry. Forgive me, Tony.
Well, actually, I mean, it's easy mistake to make because I am a Londoner, and I did work for the BBC's London radio station at the time. It was called Greater London Radio. And that was called Radio London. So it's a kind of what we would call a local radio station, but what with so many millions of people in London, it's not really all that local because London's such a massive place. And, you know, this is where really the reason I suppose I got interested in a lot of this war on terror stuff is having covered the IRA bombing campaign in the early 1990s for the BBC in London. In fact, to one of the bigger news stories, that was the stock exchange bomb back in 1991. I was actually the first journalist actually to get to the story. Out of every journalist in London was chasing that story that day. And so having been someone that's actually covered the IRA campaign, and, you know, brought that to the public, and I think, you know, done a reasonable job in doing a decent critical analysis on the spot and as quick as possible. The subsequent London and bombing attacks have been very interesting to me, and to see, you know, particularly these attacks on 7/7, to see how much they were very different in character from the IRA campaign in the early 1990s. I mean, the IRA, for example, were very clear about what they were targeting. They were targeting not ordinary members of the public at all. They were giving very clear warnings for these bombs, and they were attacking big financial institutions. They had decided that these were the types of targets that they needed to go for. And I think this is one of the things that's really interesting to see with these new kind of false flag type attacks, that what seems to be happening is that ordinary innocent members of the public are being attacked. Now, of course, that isn't going to bring sympathy to anybody or from anybody. I mean, it's just clearly designed to create mayhem. And nobody with any kind of political cause, nobody with any kind of idea of God or sort of any kind of sympathetic reading of the Quran or the Bible or anything is going to be just killing off innocent people and thinking that that is going to in some way further their cause. You know, that wasn't what was happening certainly when I was involved in covering these IRA bombing stories.
And indeed, you know, we talked, I think, about that before. And, you know, they're making this monster up of Bin Laden, and he's supposed to be some kind of super ninja-type person who misses bombs, miss him, and they have no satellite. They can find you and me, but they can't find him. And then he's going to take a risk to incriminate the Saudi government, because actually it wouldn't have been Bin Laden. It would have been the Saudis that we would have gone after if it was truly what the White House is was supposed to be in, and looking into terror. And then currently, Tony, here, the Greenspan, who is our financial guru, came forth and said not too long ago in press that this war was an oil war. It had nothing to do with looking for weapons of mass destruction. So we went in and deposed the leader, blew up a country, got our military men still over there, and Greenspan, who is a vested individual in this community of so-called politicians or whatever you want to call them, came out and said it was an oil man's war. It was about oil, not about anything
else. Well, yeah, the missing oil is just one part of it, Deanne. Well, oil is just one part of it. And in fact, in many ways, I mean, of course, there's that famous quote from Henry Kissinger where he says, control the oil and you control the nations. Control the food and you control the people. Obviously, he was actually talking about energy, really, generally, when he was talking about fossil fuels, when he was talking about oil. This is only really one part of a much bigger, what seems to me is a much, much bigger plan. I don't know how many of your listeners have ever heard of the Truth Out website. I mean, it's something that I've used from time to time myself and posted things on there. Truth Out is, I think it's truthout.org. I'm pretty sure it's not truthout.com, but you'll certainly, if you pump in Truth Out into any of the search engines, you'll find it. You'll see that this is also, over the recent weeks, you'll see that there is a really sinister aspect to the war on terror, which is that the Truth Out people have been, even on the internet, obviously the mainstream press, they're finding very, very difficult, and I'm finding very difficult, if not impossible, to get stuff out through the mainstream press in this country. As a freelance journalist, I phone up news desks from time to time, fairly regularly, and I find that they're really just not interested in this is the wrong story for them. You know, they're going along and they're very, very worried that, oh, maybe if we print this, there may be some problem, and I don't know if this is really the line that our outlet wants to take. And of course, so more and more of us are relying on the internet now. Truth Out recently have found that their emails that they've been sending out to their subscribers have been censored, for example, by outlets like AOL, MSN, and Yahoo are all censoring their material. Yahoo, for example, if you get a Truth Out email to a Yahoo address, Yahoo have been actually binning that email, so it never even appears in your inbox. And as with AOL and MSN, what I've seen is that it actually goes straight into your trash bin, right? So you have to actually go searching through your trash bin on your email service in order to actually find the emails that you have actually subscribed to. So what's happening is that the war on terror is actually bringing about a massive clampdown on civil liberties and on our rights as individuals within the West itself. So a lot of the tension, say for example, I mean many people think that that there were elements in the US, British possibly, and Israeli military that wanted to see an attack on Iran this summer. Thankfully we're now into autumn and that hasn't started, although it's still a danger. But, you know, what happens when these rogue networks, when these kind of international organized crime mafia types, when they don't get their way in international affairs, what do? They turn their attention inwards and they look in the country to see, well, how can we sort out dissenters in our own country in order to make their less resistance domestically to our foreign policy? And this is one perfect example of that. And the idea that one can rely on anything like AOL, MSN and Yahoo as a trustworthy source, I'm afraid, is right out of the window after this revelation from Truth Out. And I recommend anybody that uses any of these services, don't just trust me, go and have a look at the Truth Out website and have a look at their commentary on all this stuff to see how people who have subscribed to their even simple email lists, you know, where you get two or three emails a day, have found that these big corporations are just literally binning their knowledge. So even the only way really around this is to make sure that you've got a decent service provider, someone that you can actually speak to on the phone and that you've got a decent relationship with, and that they're not some kind of massive faceless corporation.
Well, it's just like, too, you heard about the riots in that one area of the world where people unplugged the Internet, basically told people you can't use the Internet
anymore. In Burma, yeah.
Yeah, what do you think about that? That's seemingly coming all over the place now. You know, they're shutting people off. They're doing it with the military, man. They were trying to download things in YouTube and let people know what was going on in MySpace, and they just told the military men that they can't do that anymore. Are you seeing that? It's happening over?
That's right. And, I mean, I think actually what is really going on here is the Internet has proved one of the most powerful tools in history for ordinary people to get the truth. I mean, this is certainly, you know, one of the messages that I would put out. I mean, is really that you know, we should be using that tool while we can. And also, one of the wonderful things about the Internet is it really rewards an inquiring mind, a searching mind, someone that actually wants to find out the truth for themselves. You know, I always say this whenever I speak to you, Deanne, and you're probably fed up with hearing it by now. Mm-hmm. Don't trust me. Go and find out for yourself. Make your own mind up and get the old gray matter, the old brain cells going, and just decide for yourself by having a good old look around and looking at all the various different points of view and making your own mind up. I mean, for example, we have in the UK, we had a big scandal over the last 18 months or so, the Cash for Honours. Do you know about that?
No.
Right, Cash for Honours. Wow, this has been big in the UK. I mean, I don't know if people in the States have heard about it, but it's what was happening was the Labour Party was running out of money, quite rightly, because you know, it was such a corrupt political party that a lot of the trade unions that traditionally supported it, you know, it's supposed to be a party of the working people, and it turned into basically an occupied party run by the City of London. The party started running out of money, and it really didn't have much of a constituency. It wasn't actually finding it very easy to raise money to fight elections, or even just sort of pay the rent at its headquarters and pay its staff. So what happened was one of the party's main fundraisers started going around cap in hand to big business people saying, can you give us big donations of, you know, several hundred thousand pounds and we'll see if we can make you a Lord of the Realm. So this is called the Cash for Honours scandal, and it certainly appeared that there were a whole gamut of rich businessmen who gave big donations to the Labour Party, you know, talking about figures of £300,000-£500,000 to the Labour Party, and then in exchange, miraculously, months later, they were rewarded with a seat in the House of Lords. So, I mean, this is really the depths of corruption. Now, just to go through, you know, the idea that you could just basically the rich people are suddenly get put into positions of legislative power is absolutely outrageous, and this has been going on. Certainly for the last 2 or 3 years. There was a fantastic investigation by a policeman, a guy from Scotland Yard, Commander Yates. He did an excellent investigation into this, actually interviewed people very, very close to the Prime Minister, arrested several top government people in Britain and interviewed them about this because this is totally illegal, criminal acts. So anyway, what happened was we have a kind of intermediary between the police and the courts called the Crown Prosecution Service in the UK. And they just literally threw the case out, which is really, really frustrating. But one of the things that came out of this, Lord Levy, who was the Labour Party's chief fundraiser and one of the people who was arrested as part of this this investigation by Scotland Yard, one of the things he said, which was so telling, and I think this is fascinating, is that how Lord Levy was paranoid about email. He wouldn't even dare send an email about something. He would only drive over and speak to people in person. And this is really the behaviour of a criminal gang. And essentially that's what's been going on at the top end of the Labour Party. These are people that just cock a snook at the law, and they're basically a bunch of gangsters and thugs. And no wonder they're paranoid about email, because email leaves a record, leaves traces of their criminal activities. And I'm very happy to think that even though the guy hasn't been put on trial and put behind bars, that he's rather frightened about him telling his giving his sneaky criminal orders over email. So this is another example of why we should be, we should actually be have our own email accounts. And I mean, basically, one of the most important things is to make sure that you've found a decent service provider and that they are actually doing the email for you, rather than trusting one of these crooked organizations like Yahoo. I mean, Yahoo also were implicated very heavily in basically dobbing in Yahoo users in China to the Chinese government, who were then locked up. So Chinese human rights activists, and Google, I'm afraid, has been involved in China as well, as you probably know, in censoring, at the behest of the Chinese government, censoring things like Tiananmen Square. If you're a Chinese person and you type in Tiananmen Square into Google in China, you get nothing has been found, you know. So there's a lot of censorship, and there's a lot of complicity with these email organizations, big companies like Yahoo. Also things like news stories disappearing off Yahoo. So I think we just need to be a little bit wise in the way we use the internet, and we need to find ourselves a good, trustworthy, friendly service provider. Maybe even phone up two or three of them and say, decide on whether you think the people sound trustworthy or not, and whether you actually get an answer and get to speak to a human being.
Well, it's just like, right now, you know, you look at MySpace, and they're saying Rupert Murdoch took over MySpace. Now, right now, it's not like right there in your face, but the more and more these corporations are gobbling up the alternative that people have, it's going to be no different than what we're looking at mainstream.
Well, that's right. All the serious journalists and media people in Britain see Murdoch as pure poison. I mean, he came in to the Times newspaper and the Sun, which was a sort of reasonable style tabloid newspaper in Britain, and took them over. And then he came in and he took over the satellite channels, the Sky TV, took over. And he peddles, I mean, he's a kind of an interesting character, Murdoch, but he peddles, he's a market leader, but he peddles all sorts of poison in with the good stuff. So he's talking complete and utter nonsense, as well as he's actually doing some quite well-funded stuff as well. He's a really dangerous character, and I think there's one of those James Bond films which portrays him quite well.
Yeah, I was
looking
at that. That was the one where this guy was orchestrating the media completely.
That's right. Of course, actually, many people would say the media is far more powerful than the government these days. I mean, certainly I know, as someone who worked in journalism, if you do a story about some kind of scandal or whatever, if you dish the dirt on one of the rich and powerful somewhere, I mean, they will do nothing for years and years and carry on in their nasty, scheming ways until there's something in the newspaper and suddenly they jump. And this is really one of the most important ingredients in any kind of healthy democracy, is a decent democratic and a media that is for the people. And this is one of the expressions we use in Bristol quite a lot, is this whole thing is, well, this guy, he may be a nice guy, but is he for the people? Yeah, this is actually from your constitution, I think. You know, I think we've borrowed that back.
You mean what used to be?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is, at least it's written in the constitution, even if it isn't enacted anymore. I mean,
well,
this whole concept.
Is, you know, you're talking about this, and we have a huge issue here right now, a racial issue going on in the United States. I mean, I have you in your face broadcast on the O.J. trial, you know, stating that he's going to get life for going after his stuff. And
well, I mean, that's time to switch channels, I think, actually. I'm not even the least bit interested in hearing about some guy who's clearly one of the biggest crooks in the country to see whether he's actually going to get off again or not. You know, that seems to me one of the most boring things anyone could ever do is to watch that. It's a bit like, I mean, we've got this massive kind of bun fight going on in the press over in this part of the world about this little girl called Madeleine who's disappeared down in Portugal. I mean, that's been in the newspapers in Britain for the last 3 months, pretty much constantly. And the one thing they haven't mentioned is that there was a massive paedophile scandal in Portugal, in the police and in the politicians, the Catapia scandal, 2 or 3 years ago, which all the journalists seem to have forgotten about. And now they're trotting out the police line as if it's gospel truth.
I have to stop you here because we're going to break, and when we come back, we're here with Tony Gosling. Call us 800-313-9443. We'll be right back up.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, we're back. Justin, it's Deanne here on RBN. Call us 800-313-9443. We're with Tony Gossing. We're talking about some of the things that are going bump in the night, and it has to do with what we're looking at with the media. And let me kind of go through what's happening here in the U.S. Here in the U.S., like you were talking about the story about the young girl that disappeared, and I think they just recently found her remains, but the growing aspect of the press is it's in-your-face media. Basically, they get one story, ride on it continuously to seek out a reaction from the public. I think, you know, what I was saying before about this situation with O.J., all these sports black figures and things, they're trying to push out here in the United States a race riot. They're doing things through media broadcasts, non-reporting, and people are getting sick of this, Tony. They're getting really sick. And this thing with this girl the little girl that disappeared, that's happening all over, and it's not getting any media attention about the fact they're kidnapping kids off the street and putting them in this sex slave ring. So you know anything about that there?
Well, no. I think that there are certainly I don't really know about that sort of thing going on in the UK, although I hear, and certainly when I was working full-time as a journalist, that people would come along and say to me, well, you really need to go and check this place out because there's child abuse going on there, that kind of thing. But I prefer to look at well-documented cases. The Dutroux case in Belgium is very well documented, and the other one is this Casapia case in Portugal. The thing that is so incredible about this whole thing is that amongst all these thousands and thousands of column yards and miles that have been filled up with this Madeleine story, there's hardly been a whisper about the fact that just literally 2.5 years ago, there was this this Casapia scandal which involved top politicians and top police in Portugal. And that this hasn't been part of any kind of critical analysis of what's going on with this Madeleine story. I think actually ultimately what it's really all about is filling up the space to crowd out the real news, and also to fill up people's heads with these kind of dilemmas, like, well, here's something terrible that's happened, and, you know, we don't know it, and you've got to figure it out, and, you know, it's just really getting people talking about something that is never going to be really resolved. Also, of course, the idea that if this little girl's kidnapped, if there's suddenly an international manhunt and her picture is on every newspaper, of course, the result of that is almost certainly that the people who've kidnapped her are going to kill her or dispatch her in some way because she's suddenly become a massive liability. So, you know, at the end of the day, though, I'm really disappointed with the coverage because there's been really no analysis of whether the police that may have been involved in these kind of paedophile things in the past. So that's my main criticism of all that. And I think the... what we were going to talk about the
Mason.
Sort of, the Freemasons.
Yeah, I want to start that at the beginning of the hour.
You did mention it.
And we have one other, we have a caller, by the way, Tony.
Oh, good, yeah.
It's Mike from Maryland. Mike, are you there?
Break right now?
Hello, Mike?
Are you going on break right now?
Oh, yeah, we're going to break. We'll be right back after the break. I'm going to take the call from Mike, and then we're going to start the broadcast that everyone's waiting for. We'll be right back.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic